What if the eyes of the dead, even as they stared back across the brink of oblivion, burdened with curiosity betwixt floating souls and star-filled galaxies, could imprint the scene of their final moments? What if they in fact preserve images, like a camera, and that such images could be retrieved and even framed for some posthumous gallery of fate's greatest hits? What would they see? What their former owner did not, or could not? Would they reveal any more than the evaporating consciousness of the spirit? Perhaps the face of a killer, a careless blunder leading to fate's ultimate blind alley. What if mortal ears still hear the final sounds, the parting words spoken in sorrow, anger or retribution to their bearer? Could their power be recalled, their incantations reversed? If a ghost wandering into its new realm could learn these forgotten things, if in its agitation at being expelled from the domain of life, dug its heels into the earth and fought back against the tide of the ever after. Could it rejoin its former role? Could it be reabsorbed into the world and resume its part in the play? On the day that he was dissolved from a long-running part in the script of his own affairs, Professor Benjamin Lamarck began to search the vessel of his former mortality for these very answers.